She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 294, how to decide which business to choose and what actions to take. Hello and welcome to She Did It Her Way, a podcast dedicated to helping you launch a business that allows you the freedom to create from anywhere, design your own schedule in a way that supports you, and pursue what it is that lights you up. I'm Amanda Bolin, your host, and it is time to do it your way. Welcome back to the show, you guys. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Gusto. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business and starting out. You don't have time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulations, and old school payroll providers just aren't built for the way you work today. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. Modern technology does the heavy lifting, so it's easy for you to get it right. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. To help show support, Gusto is offering my listeners, you guys, an exclusive limited-time deal. Sign up today, and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/she. Again, that's gusto.com/she, gusto.com/she. Hello, hello, my friends. Happy Monday, September 10th. I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. I'm really looking forward to diving into today's solo cast. If you've been following along on Instagram, oh my gosh, can anyone please explain this energy that is happening? Like anyone else going through these really big heavy energy shifts, because if so, you're not alone. And I've been told that there are some things happening in the universe that are pretty monumental and can create these really not tough emotions, but really big questions are presented to us during this time. And I can definitely agree with that, which I will speak more to that in a future podcast episode. But for today, I'm really excited. It's actually Thursday before it launches on Monday, on today. And I'm really glad I waited to actually record this episode, because last night, so it was Wednesday night, on our Her Way Society group coaching call, a question along the lines of what we're going to be talking today came up. And the question was, okay, I have so many ideas, but which one do I pick with? And how do I start taking action on that idea? And it is a beautiful thing to be an entrepreneur, to start a business, because we get to choose what it is that we want to do. And at the same time, it can be extremely overwhelming, because all of these fears and all of these thoughts flood in about not wanting to make a wrong decision. And so by not wanting to make the wrong decision out of fear, right, we fear that we will make the wrong decision, we then in turn make no decision. And so we're constantly in this closed loop of paralysis that stops us from taking action. And last night when we were talking about it, I said, okay, what are your top 1 to 2 ideas that you want to do? And one of the members, Krista, who's amazing, which you're tuning in, what's up, girl? She was, well, these are the 2 options that I want to do. I'm like, okay, great. So you seem like you're very niched. You seem like you know what you want to do. What's stopping you? And she started laughing. She goes, this is exactly it. I get to this point and it's just getting started. And it is. The hardest part of getting started is getting started. It's taking that first initial micro action step. And so I said, okay, here's what you're going to do. I want you to find 3 people that you can just go study under and make initial contact with them by the end of the week. That's all you have to do. Find 3 people, send 3 emails. Doesn't matter if they respond back, just make initial contact. Take that first step. And I wanted to share that because there's so many learning lessons in just that one example. And it's, and again, you guys, all these things that I share with you, I have either previously experienced or I know I'm definitely going to continue experiencing them, right? We just learn as we progress on the journey of entrepreneurship to be able to handle ourselves, and we know how to get ourselves through each of these times and experiences when we feel overwhelmed or we're not sure what direction to take. It gets easier because you start to learn yourself. And so in the beginning, it really is trying out a bunch of different things and just taking action and see what comes up. So today it's broken. The podcast, the solo cast episode, is broken down into 2 parts. Part 1, I'm going to cover ways to choose which idea to take action on. And part 2 will be about how to take action on that idea. So let's say you're someone who has no idea what you want to do, or you're trying to figure out, how do I choose which idea to take action on? And first, what is the intention with the idea that you choose? Do you intend for it to be a hobby, or are you committed to making money and building it as a business? It is extremely important to know your intention for that idea, because it will determine how you choose it. So if you have an idea to create something that you intend to only be a hobby, then needing to generate revenue may not be high on the list. But since you are tuning into this podcast, I am going to assume that you're like, girlfriend, Amanda, I am wanting to start a business. I want to create revenue. I want to do something that I enjoy. So yes, let's go with that. If your idea is a business, then you'll want to make sure that your idea you're choosing has profit potential, a way to generate not only revenue, but margin, profit margin in your business. And it is 100% possible to choose something you enjoy doing and generating revenue from it. Especially, I mean, the goal is to not major in minor things. We can easily find ourselves so focused on what our website looks like. Did I get social media set up? I like a bunch of different things that we get so focused on about choosing colors and brand and fonts, when really those are the minor things. In the beginning, the major thing is how, what is the service and product that I'm offering that is going to make immediate cash flow for me? Because that is what a business is. And so I really want to encourage you to, when you think about choosing the idea, which one is the idea that is going to allow you to make money, but more importantly, also lead with the alignment of what it is that you want to do. So going back to the example Krista had, she had an idea of doing a product or service. And I said, well, since you're starting out, I would encourage you to lead with service, because creating a project, there can be a lot of overhead and time and development that goes in it. Now, that's not to say that if you want to create a product, don't do it. Just fully knowing that creating a product versus offering a service might take a little bit more time before you see the revenue. And if you have the appetite for that and you are in a position to allow that to take place, then that's awesome. But just know the difference and know what you're after. So here are some questions and things to think about when you select which idea to choose. Ask yourself, will this be a hobby or will I be building a business? Which idea motivates me the most that I'm excited about? Which one feels most aligned that you are excited about? What is my profit potential with this idea? Is there a product market fit? If you offer a service or even a physical product, will there be customers that will purchase and buy that product or service? And is it feasible to create? Will you have to go out and learn a new skill? Is it a skill that you already have? Really thinking about these things, because you want to be able to take action immediately to start creating that momentum. Other things that you might want to consider too. If you find yourself constantly being flooded with ideas, but taking very little to no action on any, is first find one thing to focus your time and energy on. And use those questions as a way to test against and to validate against in determining which idea you go with. Do not give yourself an out to pivot from that idea that you have selected or be distracted for a period of time. If you listen to Brooke Castillo's podcast, she always tells her coaching clients that they have to stick with whatever niche and service they offer for a year, because switching it up and constantly changing actually causes us to backtrack, and it takes longer time to execute and actually fully go through. Because if you commit to that doing that one thing for a year, then anytime that uncomfortableness creeps up, you've already committed to that year. So it challenges you and holds you accountable to continually moving forward. And it could leave you, by switching and changing things up, it could leave you feeling depleted, and it goes back to not closing those loops. Picking one thing to work on can bring up, like I said, a lot of emotions and feel like you're having FOMO. You might start thinking, oh, I wish I would have chosen that idea to work on versus this idea. But if you commit to it for a long period of time, let's say a year, then it really allows you to give it your full attention and effort, because business and building a business doesn't happen overnight. It takes consistency and showing up and doing things every single day, and you have to commit to yourself to be able to do that. Also, do not allow yourself at any part of the journey to say, I don't know. If I were to ask you if you could only choose one business idea to work on, what would it be? Do not allow yourself to respond with, I don't know. Or if I asked you, what is your niche? Don't allow yourself to respond, I don't know. because that is you telling your brain that you don't know. And when you condition your brain with those words, that is what it'll find. But if you don't know, what would it be? And I always use this when I worked with coaches in corporate America when I was doing a lot more of my freelance consulting and I'd work with individuals and I would ask them a question and they would say, I don't know. I would say, how do you anticipate that you're going to coach this one team member? What do you think is going to be the best way? And this leader, this manager would respond and say, I don't know. And I would always ask, I'd said, okay, but if you did know, what would you choose? What would you do? And I encourage you to ask yourself that if you do find yourself and you're like, I want to say, I don't know, say and ask yourself, okay, but if I did know, what would it be? And it's just that easy shift that really allows your brain to get into a different mindset so you can start opening up different possibilities. And one of the things too that I want to talk about is what is called shiny ball syndrome, SBS. And this is something that I, even as someone who I love creating ideas, I love thinking about things that have nothing to do with She Did It Her Way, by the way. And as a creative individual and someone who's always excited for growth, ideas come to me all the time. And earlier in the beginning of my career as an entrepreneur, ideas would come and I would want to take action on them. And I would spend time taking action on these ideas that I wanted to pursue. And I thought that by telling myself, no, you're focusing on this one thing versus splitting my time, it was me telling myself no, and I didn't like that. But ultimately, what I was doing is I was slowing myself down because I was splitting my time and energy versus just focusing on that one thing. And a way that I started to be able to handle the shiny ball syndrome was I started keeping a log so that every time I had an idea, I could write it down. I have it in Evernote, but you could do it in Google Docs, or a notebook, or maybe even Pinterest, and you could pin it and keep track of it, right? Because I think what happens is we want to take action on it for fear that it's going to go away or fear that we're abandoning it. And this way, we don't feel like we're abandoning our idea. We're just saying, okay, no, not right now. And you always want to keep the main thing the main thing. And for most of us, I imagine it is building your business. Number two is give yourself some buffer. So this is another thing. I get really excited about things and then usually I can give myself maybe 48 hours, 72 hours. And if the excitement has subsided, which usually happens, I can really think about my idea or my decision more clearly because I'm not emotionally influenced by all the excitement. And so I encourage you, if you have a new idea or you want to pursue something, give it some time, give it a buffer, and allow yourself to objectively take in that idea and really investigate if it's worth pursuing or maybe it was just sounded like a good idea. The last one is that know that there is always a curve as a business owner. You go in stages with your excitement level, how interested you are with your business, how passionate you are. There is always a dip. And during that dip is when most people start looking outside of themselves and their business to fulfill their need of excitement. Instead, really direct your energy and put it into making your business better versus looking outside of it and be able to recommit to your vision in your business as well. So that was part one of figuring out like how to choose which idea to take action on. And part two is how to take action on your one business idea. So let's say it is a service and you want to start offering and you have already the skill set to do so. What I would recommend is outline your types of services that you want to offer. Maybe pick three to start, limit yourself. Maybe it might be social media, copywriting, and Squarespace website creation. See if there's a particular industry that you enjoy working with. Narrow down your industry will help position you more as an expert. If you don't know the industry or don't have one in mind, that is completely okay. It's something to consider as you grow. Because in the beginning, when you were just working on getting experience, you are really opening yourself up to anyone and everyone, right? But you want to have the lens of knowing and assessing and tweaking along the way so you get more clear about, okay, is this a particular industry that I want to work in? What do I really enjoy about what I'm doing? Another thing that we talked about in Her Way Society anxiety last night was really being mindful of the type of clients that you want to work with as well. You'll learn that there are clients that maybe drain you, and you look for that type of personality that if you see again, you're thinking, okay, well, maybe I'm not going to move forward with this client. Or you find clients that you really enjoy working with and you identify, okay, what is it about this individual that I enjoy working with? And so you go out and you find more of those people. You can also create packages. So what are ways that people can work with you? Maybe it's on an hourly basis. Maybe you have a retainer package. Maybe it's a 4-hour intensive. Define what your prospective clients receive by working with you, and what is that result that they'll get, and how will they benefit from working with you? Also, consider how much revenue you want to generate, and then work backwards in terms of how you package what it is that you want to sell, especially if you're side hustling. This next one, if you're side hustling, determine how many hours realistically you can give to a client a week. Maybe in the beginning it's 5 hours, and maybe then after that you grow into 10 hours. I'd also be mindful of working for what you produce and the value you provide versus then just strictly sticking to a hourly rate. Maybe in the beginning you do an hourly rate, and then as you get better and you get really good and you start to identify what it is that you want to hone in on, then you start building and positioning yourself and giving the rate that you want to charge based on the result that you are giving the client, not necessarily the time. Because think about it. If something you start out in the beginning takes you an hour to do, but you do it over and over and over, and you get really good at it, and it takes you 30 minutes instead of an hour, then you've basically started getting yourself to a point where then you're gonna have to do double the amount of work in order to make up for that hourly rate. So really be mindful of that as you continue. And then determine how many people you need to get in front of in order to reach your revenue goal that you wanna hit. As an example, let's say you're tuning in and you are working a full-time job, and you say, okay, my goal as a side hustler is to hit X amount of dollars a month, providing X services per month. And it comes out that in order to, let's say you want to hit $1,500, you've built your packages that come out to $750 for X amount of hours. So then you know that your goal is to find 2 clients every single month or get them on retainer so that it is consistent month over month, right? So if you need to find 2 clients, how many calls do you need to make, or how many emails do you need to send? Maybe you need to reach out to 50 people in order to convert 2 customers. But the goal is to just get started. And things to keep in mind as you start to take action is that your packages may shift once you start working with clients and realizing that you may be able to better serve them in a different way. Your prices will most likely change as well. So in the beginning, you might offer lower rates. And as you continue to grow your business and build your credentials, your rates will also increase. And then you also want to make sure that you're setting goals to reach out to X amount of people each day, whether it's email or you call them or LinkedIn, if you want to continue filling your pipeline. Now, going back to the retainer client, let's say you hit a goal of that 1500 and you have 2 retainer clients for 6 months. So then maybe you're not reaching out to new people every single day, or you could be. If you're like, let's do this, I'm ready to quit my job, I want to build a client base, you can choose at which pace you want to go to. It's just being able to identify how you're getting potential clients and how you're going to convert them and get them into your funnel. So if you want to start a business that isn't something to do with what you're currently doing in your full-time job, but it's in a different business or industry, or even if, again, you're not sure what next step to take, just start taking action. Find something and commit. Oftentimes we start something and then want to do something else. Commit for a year. It would be like hiking up a trail on a mountain and then deciding you want to take a different path. So you have to walk all the way back down the mountain just to go up another trail versus picking something, sticking with it, and moving forward. Wherever you are, whatever decision you make is where you are supposed to be. There is no wrong choice. Take, for example, Julie Ciardi, who is episode 268, Corporate America to Six-Figure Entrepreneur in Less Than 4 Months. She was working a full-time job in her, well, she was working a full-time corporate job at IBM as an executive and wanted to open a brick and mortar store. She invested her time in researching other successful stores, understanding what worked, what didn't. The biggest thing she did was take action. If you're confused and lost on where to start, take action. Only by taking action will you start to be able to see what you need to do and what you don't need to do in your business, what you like, what you don't like. If there's fear of what's on the other side of taking action, remind yourself that you have nothing to be afraid of, and that taking action and going down whatever path you're about to go down is the path that you were meant to go down. You will find entrepreneurship is all over the place. it may seem that people in their businesses online, or you may think that I have my business figured out. Truth is nobody has anything always figured out, and it's never a straight line. And so the best part is that the sooner you start, the sooner you start. So I encourage you guys, everyone tuning in, do one thing today, one micro action that will get you closer to what it is that you want to do and what you want to be doing. Whether you're a full-time business owner or you are full-time corporate America who hasn't started a side hustle, or you have a side hustle, what is the one thing that you can take action on today that will move you closer to what it is that you want and your dreams in the future, so that you can get there sooner than later? And so there you have it. I hope you guys have an amazing week, and I will talk to you next Monday. Payroll and benefits can be hard, especially when you're a small business. So Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for modern small businesses. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service to take care of your team. To help support today's show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/she. Again, that's gusto.com/she. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. For more information, check out shediditherway.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep doing it your way.